strange days indeed.
In studio with me is Victor Vigiani, and things being seen in the sky constantly, and especially by pilots.
Part of the converging lines of evidence, all this information coming together like gears on a wheel, making sense of what we're seeing. And among those gears in the wheel, those glitches that are there, are pilot sightings.
Strange days, indeed.
We had someone call here earlier about a pilot spotting an unidentified flying object.
Yep, that's us.
It's tracking about 390 knots. We've been tracking it for about 3-4 minutes now.
Hey, you guys don't know anything about some kind of a weather balloon or UFO that's out in the vicinity of Fort Sumter tonight, do you? Looks like it's 300 to 400 foot long, cylindrical, some kind of a strobe on it and everything else. I had a couple of aircraft reported something 300 to 400 foot long, cylindrical in shape with a strobe flashing off to the end of it.
Oh,
at 30,000 feet.
Sign and 461, about 4 miles ago, we passed an unknown object like a cigar. Do you have anything on the scope?
What does it like?
Looked like a cigar, about 3-4 meters. It was too fast.
No, we have nothing on the radar.
Okay, fine, it was about 100 meters below us, just passing.
Probably got UFO.
Maybe. Civil Van Stark.
Strange days, indeed.
And it doesn't stop there, does it?
It certainly doesn't. Did you hear the desperation in the pilot's voice? What about 100 feet below us? You got something there?
Yeah.
Well, please tell me that you have.
God, please let it not be a UFO.
I don't want to have to do anything about this after my flight. I don't want to make the report. I can't do it. I need my job.
I hope the passengers aren't seeing this, too.
Of course, too. Okay, I do want to credit www.ufocasebook.com. And they've got some really interesting clips on there. And I managed to...
grab a couple.
And make sure that this becomes part of the converging evidence that I've been looking at over the past couple of weeks and the undeniability of what's really going on. And when you do listen to this, you're going to have to listen very carefully. This one's out of New York.
Center, 7th Air Juliet. Do you have traffic for us at 2 o'clock?
7th Air Juliet, 1 o'clock and 10 miles eastbound descending at 29, but that's about all that's out there.
Okay. We've got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright, doesn't seem to be moving, just changing colors. I don't think it's a star.
County 705, traffic 2 o'clock, 15 miles south, outside of altitude unknown. Let me see what you see out there. Should be up around 39,000.
Yeah, I see someone on the face finder.
5 Sierra Juliet, you still see traffic out there?
Hell yeah.
You got a direction on him?
He's stationary. He's about 8 to 10 miles, and he looks like he's coming right at us. He gets real bright, like he's got his landing lights on, but he turns away. Pulling off our left wing now.
Roger that. 7 Sierra Juliet, roger. And how close is he getting to you?
We see him moving off to the left now.
Check the 700. I concur. I got a target out there, primary only for now. He's moving away from you.
Okay, 2972, and that traffic just disappeared.
119.72.
These things don't exist.
It's all just a figment of their imagination.
And it's
weather
all,
balloons,
yeah,
and geese.
And it's all there in the air traffic control center's recordings. They don't exist.
They don't, no. There's nothing said about it afterwards. No one makes a big deal about it, which is true. Did you hear what the one pilot said? Did you find it? The other pilot, he said, yes, I have it on my fish finder, which means radar.
Yeah.
And then the air traffic controller comes in and says, yes, I've got a primary target, which means he didn't have it before, and then he had it.
It's a phenomena that does not exist.
It amazes me how these people in a huge aircraft, a 767 or 747, they're entrusted with lives on a daily basis of lifting these people off the ground and bringing them back down again. They depend on these people. But then when they see something like this, they don't want to talk to them.
They're unreliable.
They're unreliable people.
Who spend most of their lives in the skies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking pilot sightings. Converging evidence is what Victor Vigiani is about tonight.
Trying to make sense of different lines of evidence that on the surface don't have any relationship to one another. But then after you put them all together and you look at the way they are linked in terms of the information and how you can link the information to the whole idea of these things flitting around in the skies, pilots seeing them, people being taken by them. And if you look at all of these lines of evidence, at some point they come together and they turn evidence into what I consider proof. Now, we don't have proof yet, as some of our friends have told us that we don't.
No physical evidence.
But in the court of law, sometimes people are sent to jail or put to death on evidence that...
circumstantial.
So when you get an issue like that, and I only use that just as an example, but there's such a compendium of abundant information out there that anyone in their right mind, once they look at all the information, never look at just one straight line or never one piece of information, look at it all together, look for the patterns. This is what we do on this show, is provide people with patterns of evidence that come together. So this next clip is a good one because the pilots are a little bit more desperate and they're a little more descriptive.
Well below you, or can you get an estimate on an altitude on him?
I'm going to estimate him 2,000 feet below us, maybe, and sort of pulsating light about, I don't know, 10 miles downwards.
Is that northwest of Detroit? Did you see that light?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I saw, a real bright white light, sometimes flickering underneath the clouds. This is where I saw it.
Air Shuttle 5959, is that traffic that you saw earlier, did you see him out there any longer? Do you see the same thing?
Sir, I saw it coming out of Detroit. I wondered, all I saw was just a couple real bright flashes of light, and it almost looked like lightning, and it caught my eye, and then I kept watching it, and then it looked a little bit less bright, but it looked like it was underneath the cloud deck to me, and this was just as we were coming out of Detroit. That target looks like it's below us, so I would estimate maybe 10,000 feet.
Would you think it might be like a reflection, maybe perhaps off a beacon, that for some reason it's just one of those weird things, natural phenomena?
This is definitely a distinct whitish, it's looking a little red and greenish, white, sort of pulsating, and it is consonant. It's not a beacon. And Cleveland, Air Shuttle 5959.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, just to keep it advised, we're descending to 4,000 feet right now, and as we descend it through 10,000 feet, that object is above us right now. It is not on the ground. It's about 10,000 feet.
Appreciate you coming back to the frequency and let me know.
I'll keep it advised. I'll tell you what, that is weird. It's just sitting there pulsating.
You said it was a red and green light that was pulsing and, like, rotating. Keep me advised on this.
Okay, sir, I'm going to point my lights at him and see if I can get any reaction on him.
Did you get any response?
Didn't appear to, sir.
Okay. You don't have a camera on board, do you?
I could probably get one from a passenger. You want to ask?
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
Okay. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Got a camera, Victor?
Wow.
I just blinked my lights at it.
That's it. See, did you get a response from that, sir? Yes, I did. I would really challenge anyone who's listening who's skeptical about this. And I guess if you're skeptical, you shouldn't be listening, but you're listening for a reason. And if you're in the field of journalism, or even if you're a pilot and you have some doubts about this, and you listen to people in your own profession talk about things like this, that to me ruffles the bushes to make the birds fly. And it gets the information out there so that pilots are just as confused about this, just as worried about it. And I think, in all seriousness, you could hear the worry in some of the voices. The air traffic controller said, do you think it could be something else?
Yeah.
It could be a beacon.
Give them an out.
That's right. Give them an out. Say, it's okay, guys. You don't have to be afraid. Tell me that it's not what you think it is, and it'll just go away. And both of the pilots said, no, sir, this is definitely off the ground. The one pilot said he's moving from 10,000 feet down, and he saw something, and he said, yeah, it was those kind of lights. It was these kind of rotations. And it was just kind of characteristic. I'm just not seeing this as a fabrication. It's really out there. So you have to look at this information seriously. This is serious stuff. We can make light of it, and we can use it as entertainment, and isn't that kind of neat? But there is a basic foundational reason why we're doing this, to have people understand that there's something really, really significant about what's going on in the skies above us, and that we have to do a bit more to find out what it's all about. And that's what converging lines of evidence are all about.
And our thanks again to UFOcasebook.com for those two clips.
And if you do go there, there's a few more, too, that that you might want to listen to. There's one very brief one of astronauts seeing the alien craft. I still have it under observation.
I'm
not sure.
The languaging used in that was kind
suspect?
Of very.
Hmm. So what do you think?
You listen to Trumbull County? You listen to these pilots? There's something going on out there.
That's right.
A, not all of us know about. B, perhaps some of us know about. That C, most of us don't want to know about.
Mm. I think that last point's a good one. Excellent point. And maybe we can look more closely into it at another time.
I bet we will.
That's why we're here.
Thank you, Victor Vigiani.
You're welcome, Al.
Keep those eyes to the skies. There's always something to see up there.